When I was thinking of this week's readings, I sort of got hungry for food. And I sort of heard, and I'm not picking on my lector today, sorry. She sort of said, "and be served." She messed up from saying saved. Again, I'm not picking, but it just fits in perfectly. Our God wants to serve us. And there are times that we hunger for our Lord, but we serve ourselves something else to try to fill that spot. To try to fill that spot with unbelief. Maybe on the Easter celebration, some nice chocolates, candy, steaks, chicken, whatever it might have been. We can fill ourselves up on the stuff that only we can serve ourselves. But our Lord wants to serve us something greater that can only be found in Him. And we start getting a taste of that with the Acts of the Apostles and how they started to relate to the people and how the people wanted to grow in holiness. And when we want to grow in holiness, we just can't fill up on what we want to serve. Our Lord wants us to fill up on Him in His belief. And we get a taste of that, if you will, from today's gospel with St. Thomas, with his unbelief. Because we have to believe that St. Thomas, he doubted. He doubted that Jesus came to those doors and said, "I'll only believe when I touch." We don't know if St. Thomas actually touched the wounds of Jesus, but Jesus offered it to him anyways. We didn't hear in sacred scripture where Jesus made fun of Thomas, saying, "How can you not believe in me? Thomas, did I not walk with you for three years of your life? And how do you not know who I am? Do you doubt that awfully?" We don't hear any of that. We don't even see that Thomas was taken off the face of the earth for his unbelief. Because our Lord is showing us something. The Gospel of John is showing us something. There's going to be times in our lives where we doubt. There's going to be times in our hearts where maybe we just don't feel Jesus. Or maybe we just don't even care about it. And that's what our Lord is getting after with us today. With His mercy. With His love. As you can see on the cross, the wound in Jesus' side, that's the wound that flowed blood and water. His life-giving divine mercy. His life-giving love. And that's what our Lord wants us to fill up with. Not the things of this earth that are only going to make us want to eat more or hunger more. But they acted like the disciples. They did what the apostles did. And what did they do? They began by feeding on our Lord. Because the apostles were in the upper room. Yes, one for fear of the Jews. But they had to pray and really get down and understand what was taking place after Jesus died. Because the man that they walked with, ate with, hung out with, joked with, God who was here on earth, died before them. One of them denied, one of them betrayed, and the rest ran away. And they probably were scared too. scared about what Jesus would do to them when and if he comes back. What does Jesus show them? His peace, his love, his divine mercy. Because when we start feeding on our Lord here in the Eucharist, his very body, blood, soul, and divinity, words that I know I repeat quite often, but these is what the apostles fed on, his very body and blood. That gave them the strength to stand tall and be with our Lord. If you read scripture, oftentimes it's when in the breaking of the bread that maybe two disciples walking to Emmaus recognize Jesus. It's in the breaking of the bread that they start recognizing who our Lord needs to be in their life. And that's what we need to feed on too. We also need to feed on prayers. Take it serious, as the disciples would have done, praying it throughout the day, as the priest prayed almost every couple of hours throughout the day, once in the morning, once in the afternoon, in the evening, at nighttime. Why did we pray these? Because that's what the disciples did. And that's where we gain our strength, is through prayer, through fasting, as we did throughout Lent. We can still do that. We don't need a specific season to do that. That is where we gain our strength. Because when we gain our strength in Christ and take serious who's on his altar, that's where we find our joy. A joy that's not going to be, that's going to be perfect in our Lord. It doesn't take away the sufferings or the heartaches, but the joy that we can put with Christ Jesus gives us that strength. That strength to love him, but and foremost above all things, when we love him, that's where our Lord shows us his divine mercy, his divine love, and allows us to grow closer to him. So let us take this time. If we haven't said a Divine Mercy Chaplet, look up online and allow yourself to fall in love with our Lord through the rosary, through prayer, through the celebration and the reception of the Eucharist, through the celebration and reception of the Sacrament of Reconciliation. And let us discover our joy with our Lord, who wants to show us many things and wants us to be served only ever.